This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We pause now for a brief detour into the American housing market, whence can come much joy or much macroeconomic sadness. If you're on the bandwagon of stronger growth to come this year, today's report on new home construction is good news. The government told us that housing starts, as they are called, were up 9.7% in January. That's over December. It's their second highest level since the post-recession recovery did start in American housing. Single-family groundbreaking was strong. Even stronger were multifamily units, rental apartments and condos, which is, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman will explain here, kind of the economic cherry on top.
A lot of people are rooting for more home building. Buyers who want more supply and might see a slowdown in home price inflation, and renters who could benefit from more rental units on the market. Christopher Mayer is at Columbia Business School.
The challenge has been affordability for lots of people. Construction has still not been focused as much on entry level. A lot of new construction has been the middle to higher end of the market.
The people who have typically moved into entry-level homes aren't shacking up as much, says Ben Herzon at IHS Market.
The rate at which these young adults are forming households is declining, contributing to a less robust recovery in the housing market.
There are small signs of progress on affordability. The typical new home is slightly smaller, and more townhouses are going in, says Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders.
Townhouses use a little bit less land and can serve as a useful bridge between rentership and homeownership.
And there's already been a boom in multifamily construction, which is helping renters, says Sydney Bennett at Apartment List.
Some of these cities that had some of the fastest rent growth, Portland, Denver, Seattle, same with San Francisco or New York, have seen that slow down a bit.
But it will likely take several years of robust home and apartment construction to moderate the rapid inflation in housing costs we've seen lately. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.